Record?
Yes, just
okay.
Do it. So today is Friday, May 15th, 2020. This is the Mexico at Home retreat. And today I'm super excited. And I didn't wake up this way, guys. I want to tell you that. I did not wake up this way. And I want to tell you that our lives are our own. Your life is your own. This is what you choose. They're empowering. I just discovered that this morning, that they're empowering, disempowering stories, and you can choose. I just found that this morning. So this morning I woke up, and I want to share this story because our lives are like that. Remember I said sometimes it's not the, yes, these recordings are a collective journal to go back to 20 years from now. Exactly. Thank you, Steve. So, man, I can't help it too. I'm going to go over here. Barb says, Mary Kay, what's the bow on your head? I can't keep going with my story because I saw that over there. I saw that there too. Mary Kay, tell us, and I'll finish my story.
Oh, you want me to tell? Oh, well, it's a bunch of celebrations. It's celebrating your daughter's birthday. I'm celebrating my birthday tomorrow, yes. And I'm going to make a big deal of it.
Good.
70.
Yes.
Also my whole connection with animals and celebrating how much that means to me.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Thank you for the question, Barb. Thank you for the explanation, Mary Kay. That's so beautiful. What a beautiful way to begin our day. So, so I wanted to share briefly this story. So I woke up and, you know, it's like random stuff. Do you ever find that, you know, you're in a beautiful place and you go, man, things suck. And then you're in a horrible place and somehow you're just filled with joy and there's no reason to it. If you've ever experienced either of those, raise your hand. Yeah, so I think that's fantastic. I think that's exciting because that means that it's not about that out there, even though it feels so much like our life in here is about out there. What's going on out there? It gets shaped by what's in here. Like, you know, there were so many beautiful posts this morning. Again, I've done less yoga at this yoga retreat, both with you guys and myself, than any other Mexico retreat ever. And I want to tell you, from my heart to yours, this is my, in 11 years, this is my favorite Mexico retreat ever. Ever. I don't say that every year, and I love every year. How often do you guys hear me say that? I really mean this. And it's you guys. You are amazing. You're playing full out. And all those pictures over there on Facebook, you're so beautiful. So I'm doing less yoga. I just did my, you know, bare bones. We talked about that yesterday, the bare bones, right? I did a bit of pranayama. I did a bit of shavasana. That was it. Because I just wanted to dig in there with all your stories and the roads and the photos and the chicken and the dog and the flowers and the lilacs. It was fantastic. If you haven't been over there yet, make sure you get over there. It is just so, so beautiful. And so, and whatever's going on, you know, sometimes there are big things that happen for us, big things happening in the world for all of us right now. There might be big things in our lives today, this week, and they're happy and they're sad, all kinds of things going on. But, you know, we have a choice. And in the moment, sometimes there's momentum going. We just let it go. Remember that, you know, don't worry, it'll be over soon, or rolling down the ski hill. That's okay if you're having one of those moments. I had one of those moments when I woke up for no reason. I just woke up sad. I don't feel that way at all right now. I promise you, I would not be like this in front of you if I was still sad. I'll let you know. It was pretty real, you know. But I woke up sad, and it was for the little things. It was just dumb things, you know. Well, not dumb. See, that's my editor. It's like, oh, it's the last day of our Mexico retreat today. I'm already missing you guys, right? And then I'm remembering my own teachings because I'm not above any of them. I'm trying to learn this too. I remember one year in Mexico, and I was talking to Laura, the owner of the retreat center where we would have been. And I said, it was, I think the night before we were going to go. And he said, Laura, you know, I'm going to be back next year, and I miss you guys because it's so beautiful here. And she just grabbed me by the shoulders. And she said, Michelle, you're still here. And so I just had one of those mornings. I woke up like that. We got a whole day ahead of us. We got tomorrow morning. I'm not above any of this, but I think that was part of my sadness when I woke up because I've been having such a great time with you guys, watching you, participating with you, seeing you playing full out is so beautiful. And then I think I had another moment. It's like, oh, it's my daughter's birthday. And it's like, oh, and it's COVID and it's 21. And I'm like, so what? And she was supposed to be in Spain and, you know, and I was supposed to be in Mexico. And so I just had one of these moments. And I just want you to know it's okay. too. I want you to know that it's okay when we have those moments of that was supposed to be like that. And mine, they were trivial things, really. Do you know what I'm saying? That's trivial on the scale of things. Whatever. Whatever. Whether it's a small thing or it's a big thing, it's so whatever. And can I be here now? And so what I did this morning, and I just wanted to share this story with you, what I did this morning is I just stayed in bed until it changed. I just stayed in bed until it changed. And you know, that's why, like, Steve, he's like, how's that routine? Gets up at least 90 minutes earlier. I was up, you know, more than 2 hours ago. And I just, where I go sometimes, and I thought this might be useful to you too, right? Because how do we build the big things when there's these little things nagging at us? So, you know, I bought a new mattress when I moved to this place 3 years ago. I love my mattress. It's a high-end mattress. It's hand-designed. I got a freaking great deal on it by a Canadian local little distributor. And he was telling me about how, you know, these mattresses, it was a fraction of that cost. But he said, you know, I there's this other company. We're just chatting, and they're down in the States, and they have, you know, mass production they do for people. And this mattress I'm designing for you that, you know, you should have charged me way more. It was a fraction of the price. But he said, down in the States, this mattress costs $10,000. And I'm like, so, but he's this, you know, artisan, this craft maker. And I invested in a good mattress for myself when I moved to this place because sleep matters. Because me being all here matters. Because if I sleep 6 hours versus seven versus eight versus five lousily or 2 hours well, when if that's all that I have. So I was just there appreciating my mattress. I'm like, this is a beautiful mattress. It feels so good. I feel so supported. And then I sent my daughter like 5 million like happy birthday pictures. And I sent her, and one of them was a guy with these gloves on. And he had a little cupcake, and it was sitting on toilet paper, and he was blowing out the candle. You know, it made me laugh so hard, you know. And there was another one with like in a full suit. Of you know, like in one of those full suits like they do, and you know, when they're on medical journey, right? On medical, and if you've got somebody who's ill, if this is a hard day for you, like, and if it's pushing buttons for you, I apologize, but this is I just want to share my journey, right? So he was in full gear, like dancing away, you know, and then it said happy birthday. By the time I got out of bed, and I told you I start my day with I love my life, I did not feel that when I woke up. It just so happened. Maybe I had a bad dream too, I don't know, right? By the time I got out of bed and I said, I love my life, it came out of my, like, I actually said it out loud. I said, I love my life, and the words came out of my mouth. I really do. It came spontaneously. I didn't mean to tell you this story. I wasn't going to tell you this story. It was just for me. But that didn't happen to me some years ago. I didn't go from that place to that place so quickly. Does it happen always? No, sometimes it takes me a little more time. Not very much, but you know, within, I remember clocking it with my daughter one day that, you know, it was an hour. And the Abraham Hicks, you know, they're in their teachings, they have what they call an emotional guidance scale. At the bottom is fear, despair, grief, self-blame, right? Above that is hatred. Above that is revenge. Above that is anger. Above that is blame. Above that, pessimism is way up there. Right? And then above that, optimism. Boredom is almost like, is right at the doorway to contentment and all those things that we want. It's beautiful. If you just, you know, Google, you can even do it now, right now. I won't take offense if you Google Abraham Hicks Emotional Guidance Scale right now. I have a copy of it in front of you. And so I taught my daughter this many years ago because this emotional guidance scale, I just find their teachings really wise on this. And they say, you know, we can't go from the bottom to the top, and we try so hard often. If we're feeling grief, we're feeling despair, we're feeling, you know, hatred even is above that, feeling self-blame. So we try to get to, the birds are singing and the angels are wonderful, and it just spits us out. It's not real. It just throws us off like those spinning, like spinning at the merry-go-round, you know? The merry-go-round goes around and around. We try to, you know, jump on, but we can't. It spits us off. It's going too fast. The energy is kind of like that if we try to move from despair all the way up to birds singing. What they teach is that we go one rung at a time, you know, like we can only, from despair, we have access to hatred. We have access to revenge. Now, please don't act on it. Don't go away from here and say, Michelle made me do it. Okay. You know, but Marie, remember, I've had you like a long, long time ago, because we all have moods like this. It was one day in a mood like that. I had Marie, I've had others do it too, write a revenge piece. You know, don't act on it, right? But you're in despair, you're in a dark place, and there's energy to it. And that person that hurt me, I just like their life is going to be destroyed, you know, and all of a sudden we feel better. And then we feel bad sometimes because like, I shouldn't be that. I should be a better person. Then we go right back to self-blame. And
I didn't feel bad.
Yeah. So sometimes we just bounce around at the bottom, but it's like, what if we allowed ourselves, we're given all these emotions for a reason. What if we just allowed ourselves that and we move up rung by rung? And then, you know, so my daughter used to say to me, because I'd be upset with her because she hadn't got to bed on time, and I'm worried that I'm not a good mom because she's not in bed on time. And so then there's self-blame and I started to get angry and, you know, but at first I was like, just had low energy. And I taught her this when she was about eight years old. And she'd say, Mom, you moved all the way up to anger. Good for you. When your eight-year-old tells you this, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, I would just start laughing, right? Pouring the wisdom out of the mouths of babes, you know? And so to let us have all of these emotions wherever we are and know that self-blame is right at the bottom and guilt and despair and all those things, and to allow ourselves to move through that. And sometimes it's like we've got that, maybe it's been us at some time, maybe it's that depressed relative who's always depressed. And then they have a temper too. If you know somebody like that in your life, or you've ever been that person, right? Even for a moment, raise your hand. It's just bad. And then all of a sudden they're angry, right? Or that person is angry. What happens around is that people go, you're not supposed to be angry. That's bad. You should be a better person than that. And then they feel bad again. And then they just bounce around at the bottom. If you know somebody who's been bouncing around at the bottom of that emotional guidance scale most of their life, raise your hand. People like that in your life. Maybe we've had episodes in our life like that. Maybe it's happened this week for part of the week, you know? It happens to us as a human experience. But if we allow ourselves all of those emotions, and we just know that what is, and it's perfect just the way it is, we can move so quickly. I remember, I don't know why I remember that one, because it's happened many, many times, but I was with Dean, and I know that I was right at the bottom. I was in fear. I was in despair. I was in self-blame. And we just like worked together, and within the hour, I was right at the top. I really mean it. Joy, happiness, empowerment. And not the kind that's like, if you understand what I mean by happy face on empty gas gauge, raise your hand. You know, it wasn't that. It was pure. It was beautiful. Something like akin to that happened to me this morning. So that's why you're seeing this energy too. I just feel grateful to be alive. I feel so happy to be with you. And, and I can't wait to hear your stories, but we're not going to start by hearing the stories, because I just want to actually first share a couple of ahas from what you heard this morning. What's moving for you? Because all of this was, yes, it was my story, but if I told it right, if you heard it, not right, but if you heard it, if I found the words to say it so that they could land, it's really for you and about your journey and about today or yesterday or tomorrow. So let's hear from one or two of you, just a couple of ahas. What's opening for you now? Carly, thank you.
Well, this is sort of exactly how I felt yesterday morning. I woke up sad. I woke up just not in a very good mood. And I felt like I was getting kind of pulled away from the group, you know, and having to do something that I wasn't fully into. And I just, like Wendy said, I practiced just letting that go and saying, you know what, there's something that's going to be at the UMN meeting today that is going to be really impactful. It's going to be amazing somehow.
You all hear that? Carly, that's so beautiful. I want to just pause there for a moment so you all heard that. What a great way to live, that something beautiful is about to happen. I don't need to know its shape. I don't know what it is, but something beautiful, just like the walk you took yesterday. I'm noticing something I haven't seen before. Something's going to come up. What a great way to step into that next segment in your life. How beautiful that you came to that from where you began. And I stopped you. Go ahead. I just wanted everybody to pause there for a second and hear that.
Thank you. Yeah. And it really was one of the best meetings that I've ever had.
Okay. Stop there again.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah. I think that goes to Yvonne. Are you ready? I know I keep Yvonne's. I would do this just for to see Yvonne's face. She's always got such a great face when we do this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Best meeting ever. How long have you been doing this now, Carly? E-Women, and it's such a heart-centered, huge, like there's so much that goes into those E-Women meetings. How long have you been doing it again?
Almost 2 years.
in almost 2 years. Best ever. Fantastic. One of the best ever. Best ever. Thank you, Carly. Beautiful. And
what's really interesting about it too is that I had mostly been tying my emotions to the success of the meetings on, you know, did my membership grow? Did I, you know, the goals of overall with eWomen? And none of that happened yesterday. And it was sort of like letting that go. And then I had a wonderful conversation with Yvonne afterward too. Thank you, Yvonne. And just kind of putting things, I got a lot more in touch with my why, I think. And enjoyed it and was able to really kind of change my experience. So,
Carly, so beautiful. And how perfect for today. Got in touch with, that's our theme for the day. And we'll go to that a little bit later in our morning, I would say, but that, you know, what's my why? Oh, why am I even doing this? And then when I know, everything shifts. And I want to make sure I got it right. I got so excited. Did you say it was one of your best meetings ever?
Yes. Yeah.
One of your best.
I mean, it was, I don't want to necessarily say it was the best, but it was one of the best. Yeah.
One of my best meetings ever. One of my best meetings ever. And one of the things I love too is what you said about what the Bhagavad Gita says is do your duty, be unattached to the outcome, that letting go. I've done everything that I can and I've been here fully present and all of me is engaged in this. And then what happens, happens. There are things that are, you know, we don't control all the blocks in front of us. Oh, that's not in our control. So when I can let that go, like that prayer at my grandparents' place, you know, God grant me the serenity to change the things that the wisdom to, goodness, I saw that all my childhood and I'm tripping over the words now. Grant me the serenity to
accept the things
cannot
change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I can't believe that. I've never forgotten that my entire life, but I knew somebody would help me out. Right? Thank you, Sherry. Exactly. So I take control of things I can take control of. I let go of the things that aren't mine to control. I don't have any power over that. And so I just let that fall as it may. And then I tap into that wisdom of like not trying to force the things that, you know, this is not in my control. And the ease that comes, the joy that comes. And thank you for that, Dottie. There is the emotional guidance scale. I love it. And I know that, you know, some of you might know of other systems that are parallel. And some people say, oh, this, you know, you can find this in this other teaching and so on or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Like there's other people who teach some, you know, parallel teachings where I found it was in the Abraham Hicks materials. And I found it so powerful for my life, for my teaching, for my mothering with my daughter. She reminds me. For my world. And thank you, Jasmine. Just put it in the, I love you guys. Just put it over into the chat. That's what it's called. I'm like so excited today. I can't find the words. All right. Thank you, Carly. Beautiful. We're going to hear from more of you, but in just a little bit, because, you know, does it make sense to you that what we put into it, that's what we get out of it? Does that make sense? Like, I did put something in this morning. Carly put something into her day. She could have just gone, well, you know, this is just going to be a bad day. I'll wait for tomorrow. But she put something into it. I did the very same thing as I was lying there. My pillow going like, how did I miss this at the beginning? And my energy totally changed because I put all of myself in it, you know? And so if it makes sense to you that when you put all of yourself into each moment, that life changes, raise your hand if that makes sense to you. All of me in that. Yeah, I see hands raising all over the place. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Because I got a little, you know, yesterday I asked you all, like, find a song and go dance to it and dance in your living room. Like, you know, nobody's like, dance like nobody's seeing you. Nobody's looking. Nobody is looking, you know? And so I was doing that this morning. I was dancing to two different songs this morning in my kitchen as I was making breakfast. I was dancing to Maroon 5. And oh my goodness, also just kind of actually look different now because they go and they crash weddings. If you've seen that, I think I showed that earlier in the year, right? I'm like, oh wow, that looks so nostalgic now. We can't, you know, we're in a different world right now. And it looks even more beautiful. I'm seeing things in that I didn't even see before. And it's so beautiful. So I was just dancing my heart out, right? And then I was dancing to something else. And the team knows that I've been wanting to share this with you all week. And I didn't know if there'd be a chance or not, because it just all depended on the energy. It just all depended on how things are going. It just, like, sometimes you might not have seen it and you wouldn't have known you'd missed it. So here's the thing. I'm going to suggest that you stand up. I'm standing up right now. And remember what you just said, that, you know, what you put into it, that's what you get out of it. Remember how you were dancing in your living room, like nobody cares, like nobody's watching you, right? And remember I told you too that there's this guy who, like, the more he dances like crazy. And he says, the more I dance, the weirder I dance and the more I get into it, and it's really strange and dance and weird and big, more money I make. And this guy, when he makes money, it's like an energy form. It's, you know, money coming in is energy out. They are out to transform the world. This guy's a beautiful guy. All right. So I just want to share this with you. It's only about 90 seconds long. So you have a 90 second opportunity to just be all of you. So let me make sure that I've got it here. Wait a second. Stop. Okay, good enough.
All right. The audio through your computer box.
And yes, I'll make sure that the audio is going through as I share. And just, you know, how many of you, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm just going to say that, you know, there's parts of the 70s that, like, there was just this optimism. There was this, like, you know, the world is there. There was also, we thought the world was going to blow up, you know, like in a second. But we also knew that there was equality was possible, that human rights were possible, that we could grow ourselves. And, you know, out of this came this, you know, kids show. And anyway, go ahead. Dance your heart out. I remember this. Some of you will be way too young to remember this. Enjoy. Some of you might remember this. Enjoy. Again, where are you? You see my daughter now. How perfect is that? Zoom, where are you? Stop share there. That was my daughter, by the way, that you saw right at the end there. That's one of my screensavers that goes through that whole sequence. I meant to leave little squares there so I could see you, but it didn't work out that way. Well, how perfect, then you could, then nobody was watching you, right? So I'd love to hear a couple of shares. How did that go? Yes, Tracy.
So actually, I brought this song up to my kids here a couple of weeks ago. And they're like, what is that? Oh, like, this used to be on when we were kids. So it was really fun to see. But another thing that I needed to do the speaker view where I couldn't see myself dancing.
Oh yeah. Good. I couldn't see any view. I don't know if there were different views possible. Perfect. Sounds like nobody's watching, not even myself. I love that. Nope. I hear some of you, like Tracy, have seen this before. When that was, my brother sent it to me a couple weeks ago. I'm like, no way. I'd forgotten all about that, of course. And this is a show by kids, four kids. They designed the show, their own creativity, their own getting out there in the world. So beautiful. So thanks for that, Tracy. I knew some of you might go like, what? It's all perfect. Let's hear from one or two more of you. What was this for you? I saw Marla and Jasmine. So Marla.
I tried dancing to it, but for me, it was so grating. I just quit.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for your honesty. You know, that's how I ended up dancing to Maroon 5 this morning. Cause I really, really love this thing. And so I danced it a couple times and I'm like, no, twice is enough. That's okay. You can't keep listening to it. And it just happened to you earlier. Right? And then I was over there with Maroon 5. But oh my goodness. I mean, Zoom, it's just like, how perfect is that? And how perfect and honest of you. It's just like, no, not more. It's all perfect. Thank you, Marla. Jasmine. Oh, and you're muted for some reason. We can't hear you. I'm not sure what's happening with your computer. You guys can't hear her either, right? Nope. Okay, so, well, we'll hear from you later. Let's hear from, you know, you can add it in the chat. Wendy, go ahead, and then Mary Kay.
I have kids, and I was like, what the heck is this? And there was like a piece of me that, like, you had told this whole story about this guy, and the more he dances, the more money he makes. So I was expecting like this really like dance it out song, and then there was all these different kinds of music coming together, and I was like, how do you even dance to this? I just had fun and danced anyways.
I love that. And you're hitting in one of my brief editors. It didn't come for very long because I'm dancing to it. It's like, how do you dance this part? Oh, well, I had exactly the same reaction as you. And how empowering is that? It's like, doesn't matter what the circumstances are. I can just, you know, I can just dance, or I can be in control of my own journey too, like Marla. It's just like, nope, not me. Good. It's all perfect. Thank you. Mary Kay.
Well, right about when the music started, one of my cats had a very demanding meow at the door. I haven't been letting my animals in. And this is a cat. He doesn't usually like to be held. But I held him and danced with
him. No way.
Just like this, just like a little sack. And I love to dance with my animals.
Mary Kay, that is so beautiful. And you know what? This reminds me of another piece. And, you know, can we just have a huge round of applause for all of that? Yvonne, will you help us out? Because I just like, Yvonne's face every time gets better now that I point over to it too. Just count us in. One, two, three. Yay! Beautiful. Oh, with the cat, Mary Kay, that's great. Well, you know, and this also reminded me with these Zoom squares. I mean, how, like, this is from the 70s. How hilarious. Did the makers of Zoom actually know this show or something? I don't know, right? That's what I was thinking. Somebody in the company knew about this show and called it, and they called the company Zoom. I don't know. So, and then I was thinking about all the squares, and I was thinking about 70s things, and I was thinking about the Brady Bunch, and it was Lindsay, wasn't it, earlier, where you go, we should do these squares, like, pointing up, and then I just let it go that time, but she said, no, we'd have to arrange it all. Well, what do you think? Do you think that I think that we have to arrange it all? Or is it going to be like perfectly imperfect? And we can do this like Brady Bunch Zoom 70s show photo of all of us if we do a print screen. Don't you think that's a great idea? And it will be perfectly imperfect. And isn't this the perfect time after we saw those kids? If they can do it, we can do it. Yes. And don't worry, you're a little square. I like to see Yvonne, you know, right? And I thought about this morning too. I was like, oh, forgot to leave time for makeup, you know. Oh, well, you know, because I knew that I was going to suggest this to you guys. It was like, doesn't matter. You know, for all these little squares, it's all perfect. And also, I want to ask, does somebody want to take a volunteer? Lindsay, it was your idea. I think it'd be great if you took the shot. What do you think? Okay, so
just let me get it so I can just control print screen it and save it without losing it.
Yay.
2 seconds.
Perfect. And meanwhile, you guys can just decide about, you know, well, actually, either you can decide or you can decide not to decide. No, I'm going to point up. I don't look over this way. I'm going to, you know, and Lindsay, here's what I'm going to suggest you do. Go, if you can, print screen, you know? Okay. And anybody, you, while you're getting ready, if anybody else want to do one too? Because your arrangement is going to be different. We'd have people pointing in different directions. Anybody else want to do print screen?
Yeah, Steve.
Okay, so we got Steve doing it. We got Lindsay doing it. Any other volunteers? And we'll have all different squares in different directions. We got two of them. Good? Okay.
So yeah, I'll do one too.
And Yvonne too. So we'll have three different versions of the squares. So tell me when you guys are all ready. Ready? You guys are ready. Okay. And you know what reminded me of it too is Mary Kay with your cat. And let me heard the story about the bow. It's just so perfect. I love it. Are we ready to go? And we can do a bunch. We'll do a bunch of them. So maybe it's like, 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. We'll just do a bunch. We'll miss half of them.
Yeah. We'll just need to be able to copy it into another doc before we do the next one. So.
Ah, got it. Okay. Do we?
Yeah, if I capture one, I've got to go copy it somewhere before I can capture a second.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, you capture one, Steve will capture a bunch, Yvonne will capture one or two, and it'll be perfect. Yeah? Are you ready? So you're going to point, you're going to just like go full out. We'll do like 10 of them. I don't know. Hold it for a little bit. And I think that we need Yvonne to be unmuted because you're going to go, and we'll all point somewhere. And then we'll point, you know, and then tell us when to go again. Give us a few seconds, right? Sound good?
Okay. All right, for the first one. 1, 2, 3, go.
Did you get it?
Are you ready, Linz?
I'm working on it. Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Let's do one more.
Perfect. Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Let me get back over here. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Good. Okay, and then let's do the full party cheer one, all right? No pointing, just like party cheer, just like happy pose, right? Whatever is yours. Yvonne, you got to count us in. You're doing it. And Steve, I know you're doing it there too.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yay! I think that's worthy of a cheer again. Yvonne, you're already unmuted. I know, we got Yvonne just on the go here.
Take a picture of everybody with their clapper.
Oh, yes. Who's going to take it? Marie, can you take it? No, you have print screen?
I can do it.
Lindsay, you are awesome. Thank you. Okay.
That was it. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Lindsay. Did you get that one?
Yep.
How fun is that? And you know, I didn't know there was going to be so much celebration this morning. I mean, I knew we were going to dance, but this celebration goes far beyond what I knew was going to happen. And I'm so glad because celebration, that's the step in the inspired action blueprint, I'll tell you, that is missed the most often. We forget to celebrate. What's that?
Can we redo the last one? It had a command in front of it.
Oh, yeah, I got it. We've got an abundance of celebrations, so that's fantastic. I think it's probably the place to share that. Do you want to just post them in the Facebook? Are you guys okay if we post them on the Facebook page? Yeah, have fun. You can go see them. Hopefully later today they'll be there. Thank you so much. So
it's going to take me a little bit of time to, because when I do a print screen, it prints all the monitors.
Yes. So. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for that. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for everybody participating. Pardon me?
Were we going to do one more celebrating?
Oh, you know what? We didn't need it for the photo, but we want it for our souls. Thank you, Sherry, for calling us back to that. Let's celebrate to celebrate. Yvonne, count us in one last time. One last time before this round. One. Look at Yvonne, like, I love watching her in this. It's just like, I could do that all day. We won't, don't worry.
I was trying to save the other picture. I was in a different place. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for calling us back to that, Sherry. You don't need to do it just for the picture. And sometimes we do that in our lives, you know, especially in the social media world. You know, we're just always doing things for the photo op. And I'm not saying that's like that can be fun too. But what is it to celebrate? Just to celebrate also, right? What is it to remember to celebrate? Because as entrepreneurs, like next thing, next thing, next thing, and then we're going to burn out. Actually noticing that happened. We did that. We celebrated together. I mean, who to thank? Did you know that you're going to be celebrating on Zoom like this at the beginning of the week? We aren't ready at the beginning of the week. Now we're ready. And so to remember to have that, you've got access to that celebration anytime you want. Just like that relaxation, that centering is there with every breath. The celebration is right there with your clapper that you made. It's right there. You can keep it beside you all the time. And remember to celebrate, right? And the other thing that happens too is that, you know, it can be easy.
That was easy.
This was given to me by one of our alumni. And it's right on my desk. I come by and push it sometimes. I have a friend who has it in multiple languages. You can order them in multiple languages. So her kids know how to say that was easy in, you know, Cantonese. So and Spanish, etc. So and the fun thing about this easy button, I don't know why it happens, but every now and then I walk past it and it just says that was easy for no particular reason. Maybe because there's like error coming by or I don't know what. It's just, this is a magical button. So to know that you can celebrate at any time, to know that you can find the breath at any time, to know, hey, that was easy. Right. So where I want to go here this morning is let me see. Yeah, there's where we're gonna go. The team knows what I was gonna do from here, but I think we're good on that. We're good on that. You know, I'm gonna, you know, we'll go to that maybe later today. It's already done. We already did it. We already like had a little celebratory thing for you guys to do, and I think we already did it over the top. We're good. All right. But what I do want to do is to have you go into your into small groups for about, like yesterday, that was about 12 minutes. Just like, what's opening for you now from yesterday? We haven't even consolidated yesterday at all. We did so in the Facebook page. Some of you have been over there. Some of you have posted a lot. Some of you may not even have seen it. And every time we want to empty out, we want to consolidate. We want to see what it was. Because otherwise there's no room. It's like pouring, you know, more tea in a full cup and it just spills all over, right? And actually, I guess when it's our energy, we want that. We want to spill into the cup. We want to have lots of it left over. But if we're trying to drink tea, well, it's like, let's empty out a little bit so we can drink the next cup of tea, all right? So any questions before we just, you guys did a fabulous job of this yesterday. You know what to do. You can organize it. I'm not even going to tell you how to keep time or longest hair or shorter hair. You guys are good. I know you can do this, right? It'll be groups of 3 or 4. What are your ahas from yesterday? What's bubbling up in you now? What is it that you want to share for the group, right? So I will share with a group of your beautiful, opening, wild, and precious life, right? So any questions before we divide up? It'll be 12 minutes. Okay, breakout rooms, here we go. Rooms. Okay, hang on. I just have to make a fix because the team has another assignment right now. So just evening out the rooms here. Move one person at random just so that you all have people in your rooms. I think I've got it now. Dun da da dun dun da da dun dun da da dun. Yes. So 12 minutes, how you do anything is how you do everything. What of your moments, your wild and precious moments of your life, openings yesterday, openings this morning, do you want to share? You get to choose the format. Have fun, guys. We'll see you in 12 minutes. That's everyone, right?
I laughed my ass off when you said that you're
that your button would sometimes go off, you know, just cause, right? Yeah. Not because you were pressing it. I'm like, I know where that sucker goes off. You have a very heavy foot. It's the tremor.
That's great. Okay, I'm just taking a picture of the breakout rooms here.
Okay.
I love you guys. Oh my God. That was a little over the top. It was just my mood this morning. As far as I could see, that went really well. But I mean,
no, I think everybody had a lot of fun. I already posted my picture in the Facebook group.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, I would want to sit and chat here with you guys, but I know that I should not, so that I can just go gather for the next segment. So I love you guys. Thank you for everything. We'll see you in at 9:55 is what it says here for me, or 9. Anyway, you know, soon. Bye-bye for now. Welcome back. Everyone will be here in 45 seconds. Squares popping back. How did it go over there? Early reports.
That's good.
Yeah. Some pretty significant breakthroughs.
Fantastic. So glad to hear it. We're going to hear all about it in 28 seconds. Everybody's popping back. Significant breakthroughs. I love to hear that. Yeah. I can't wait to see those photos. Oh my goodness. It's just so great. That was the first. I mean, we've done silly things before for sure, but like one of the gifts, genius gifts of Zoom, you know, and from Lindsay's idea earlier this week too. That was Lindsay's beautiful brainchild about the Brady Bunch, you know. Wasn't it the Brady Bunch you said? Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I heard some significant breakthroughs in the preliminary reports while you guys were on your way back. So let's hear from a few of you. What was rolling in those breakout rooms, or what's opening in you now? What would you like to share? Who would like to go first? Dottie, thank you.
I was telling my group, Tracy and Wendy, about this book. Is anybody familiar with Michael Singer?
Yes.
Who said yes?
Me.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I've done meditation, like, but I never got it until reading his book last night.
I never got
that the purpose, or I'm only on like the first four chapters, but it's to meditation. I'm a very results-oriented person, and it's like the purpose, what he was explaining about meditation was it was to calm the mind. So yes. I'm like, being a results person, so like if you're in a bad mood, if you're nervous, if you're fearful, go meditate.
Exactly.
I never got that before. So excited.
So fantastic. And meditation, Shavasana, they are not the same thing. They're overlapping. Many people say yoga is meditation in motion. And so the same way that the definition of yoga, citta vritti nirodha, yoga is stopping all that mind junk. Meditation has a similar function of just clearing the mind. And we were talking about Abraham Hicks materials earlier today. And, you know, they say, well, when all that momentum is happening, when there's that stuff and you really feel like you're tumbling down a ski hill, that's their suggestion as well. Go meditate or go take a nap, do something to interrupt that. And you'll end up being, even just from the standpoint of sheer productivity, because we waste a lot of time and effort when we're so out of balance that we can't even think. And then we make weird decisions that have these weird ramifications that then we have to undo. Or we could just go meditate. We could just go do Shavasana. We could do some yoga. We could take that inward journey. And that's related to that, you know, 1 hour that Jack Canfield says, 1 hour of work in the inner world is equal to 7 in the outer world. We stop spinning our wheels. You know, are you working too hard? So I love that, Dottie. What a beautiful way to use your evening. So lovely in line with our theme of opening for the day yesterday, meditation, a beautiful way to tap into something larger than myself as well. Thank you. Love it.
I was telling the girls that in my 75 years of, I did Tony Robbins when there were 8 people in my class. It's not unusual that I would be the one that would have this chart. I've been exposed to so much greatness. This is the greatest book I've ever read. The greatest.
Beautiful, Dottie. I love it. And you know what? One of the pieces that I want to, you can choose to accept this or not. Can I add a piece that I think could add to the joy here for you? Possibly. If not, well, it didn't. You know, oh well, right? Can you all see Dottie's face right now too? Just like yesterday. And that all of that receiving of the listening and, hey guys, will you say that again? Because I want to watch you listening and how you were living your day yesterday, Dottie, was beautiful and extraordinary from what I saw from here, from what I know that others were seeing. And our own receptivity to the words. I think you also had an extraordinary, I believe you. You're saying 75 years, best book I've ever read. And it's also how that reading experience happens has to do with who the reader is and who you're being in this moment allows all the wisdom, all the joy, all the alignment, all the beauty of that book to shine through. So thank you for being in the way that we've got to witness yesterday. Does that make sense? Are you receptive to that? Are you hearing that part?
Yes, and I'd like to share with you what happened to make me be in a different place. And what that was is that I had my poor dad, for a lot of reasons, was a very negative, downer, angry person.
Okay, and can I just stop you just for a second? We will hear you. But I want you to notice, has the energy changed even as Dottie is speaking here right now? Who noticed an energy shift right now? Raise your hand. I want you to notice this, Dottie. Now I know you're like, but Michelle, how am I going to tell that story? I want to tell the story. And if you notice her face shifted as well, raise your hand. So sometimes we want to start further back than we need to. I'm not saying we won't hear you fully because it's like, but Michelle, I'm not you. I haven't been heard. I'm just starting to be heard. Why are you cutting me off? But sometimes to hear our fullest self and to actually be present in our biggest and best self, there are some pieces. It's kind of like, and I promise you, I told Yvonne about a story that she told a couple of years ago. I'm like, Yvonne, just stop telling that story. And it changed. She will tell you it changed her life. So how about this, Dottie? Are you able to skip to what it is that's beautiful that you gleaned? Yes. And did you see the shift in, who saw the shift in her when I started coaching in this way? Who saw the shift? Dottie, take note. Thank you for being receptive to this. This moment could be life-changing for you.
I'm gonna write that down. That's a great thing.
We start so far back because we want to explain, even in wanting to explain how this opening happened, it's all in how we tell the story. And it's not that we can't go to, there is not a single moment in your life that you have to skip around and not mention again. I'm not saying that we have to pretend a part didn't happen. But sometimes the energy of something is so magnetic and we're so used to telling the story in the way we've told it that we usually tell it that way. It's like, well, and there's lots of other things to tell. What are we focusing on? What we focus on expands. And that has kind of an energy over in that way. Come back and tell a bunch of different stories and a whole bunch of them. And what we focus on expands. And we get used to being over here. And that story also, as we learn to live over here, is going to transform itself. And what you just witnessed also, this is huge for every part of our business. And often I go to strategy sessions because if it's applicable there, it's going to apply everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because that's in that moment of offer. That's a crucial hinge point for our companies. And we don't want to not let people, it's really important there to let people feel the pain, to let them go to that place that's hurting. Otherwise they won't be ready for the transformation, right? So it's, and sometimes it's a deep, dark pain. Sometimes it's just like, you know, Our goals were a little off last year. We were aiming for 10 million and we got to 9,990,000. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it could be different levels of pain. And then it's like, hey, well, we can do that. And we could even double it for next year. Great, let's go. You know, it doesn't have to be deep, dark pain that happens. I want to, you know, us to know that. But also how we handle that moment of that pain in that person. Because sometimes they're just going to get, this is a really nuanced level teaching, right? Because sometimes they're just going to go further and further and further down the rabbit hole and forget more and more and more and more and more of who they are. And if you haven't done strategy sessions, a lot of them yet, plug your ears for this part. Don't listen to this part. Just let them express their pain. If you've already done a lot and it's a nuanced skill for you, this is a nuanced level skill. You watched what was happening right then. And it's like to find the subtlety in that, to find the nuance level in that, so that they don't end up with the deepest, darkest part of themselves that can't pull themselves out of that hole. And sometimes for some people, it's really important to allow them to fully express that piece. Sometimes that's why I have a two-part strategy session. That person has so fully expressed something that they have never, ever expressed before sometimes. And they finally come to the realization. And that was really, truly necessary. Otherwise, there isn't going to be enough energy for them to say yes to themselves. But then they're further down on the emotional guidance scale. They're not ready for that turn. They're not ready for that. Yes, the story can't happen that quickly. to like give them some home play, both to understand and knowing their hearts what that is, that pain, and then also to start to make the turn in their home play to some hope. It's like, well, what would it feel like if you could stop feeling that even for a second? That could be a turn for somebody. What would it be like if you didn't just cross over that, you know, 10 million line for next year, but you could actually increase your revenue 20% or anything? It could be different levels, different kinds of, doesn't have to be deep and dark, but allowing them to express that and then making sure that there's enough energy for the turn, and sometimes a break in the conversation is needed for them to go away and also experience it. So though I didn't know I was going to do a training, little mini training piece on strategy sessions, but what you just showed us here and your receptivity to this piece allows me to do a training. I don't think Yvonne, do you remember me teaching that point ever? This is a subtle leg up yoga move strategy session point. If you've not done a bunch of them, and you know, whatever you call that consultation for you and your company, if you haven't done a lot of them, forget what I said. For those who have more practice, listen, this could be the difference. This could make all the difference in the world. How we handle that moment of pain is huge. So Dottie, thank you for that. And thank you for your patience as you allowed me to insert that little piece of training in here. Now, Dottie, in this new place, what's the gem that you want to share with people? Everyone has had things that have hurt to greater or lesser degrees, but something has come out of that, and you're in a place where you can hear the thing that came out of it. And so share that piece with us and see how it, just try it on for size, see how that feels to dwell there.
Thank you, Missy. In your training yesterday or the day before, you spoke about how we can sometimes have our editor always being saying, that's wrong. I already know that. I don't like that. I'm not having fun. I don't agree with this. I'm missing out on something else that's more valuable. And my mind does that. And I didn't realize it until you taught on it.
Dottie, beautiful. Did we need the background of wherever she was going to go to understand that point? No. How many of you, and Dottie, is okay if we take this further, because this is for you and for everybody. Thank you for that. I trust that permission. How many of you could hear Dottie so much better when we did, hang on, pause, what if you start in a different place? How many of you could hear Dottie better in version 2? Raise your hand. Witness this. This is huge. Right? Don't need to go there. And let that go. What's the gem that I want to dwell in and share with people and live from that place? It's not that we can't touch the dark places, but if they have this kind of suction-like energy for us, let them go, let them go, let them go. Like that story that I told Yvonne not to tell anymore, and dwell over here, and then get some help in how to reconfigure that story in ways that actually serves and supports you and doesn't do happy face on empty gas gauge. Like Carly with the broken house. If you were there in Mexico a year ago, or you were there at Story Freedom where we touched on that again, we went to some hard places, but did so with an understanding and a story that enabled, instead of pulling back into a destructive, perhaps, energy that where it could have gone and didn't at all. Dottie, thank you for that. What a beautiful, beautiful aha. And I know I interjected some training in there, but sometimes there's an opportunity to learn something in a deep way because of the circumstance. I'm going to take it. How many of you learned something about strategy sessions that you think is going to be useful in your next conversation with somebody who could do your work? Raise your hand. A bunch of you. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you. Good. Really great. Okay. Other ahas. What else is rolling for you over in the Jasmine?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yay.
Perfect. So this morning I woke up really early, fell back to sleep, and woke up just 5 minutes before this call. And so all the emotion or processing or my mind was just like, get on the call, get your set stood up, and like get your camera ready and all that stuff. And then when I came in, there's just such a celebratory mood. And I was uplifted, and then you started telling your story, and it was so giddy, and then there's just something that wasn't in alignment for me. Mm-hmm. And I started, and I just, like, started remembering what yesterday was at the very end of the day, and I found out that my great uncle had actually passed away from COVID yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then I also found out from my mom too that she has a lump after having a mammogram. And she is one of five sisters, one of nine children together, and all four of her other sisters have had breast cancer before, so chances are it's likely that. But yesterday I was so empowered to process those things, and I said my prayers, I talked to my mom, did the activity of, you know, making friends with your worst case scenario and like talked to her about that, convinced her to go get a biopsy because she just didn't even want to know. And I was good. And like when I went to sleep last night, like I was at peace. And so it was jarring when it came up for me this morning. And I started writing like my week and was gonna put those things down. And then I wrote my week's clouds. And I wrote those things down, kind of took a few deep breaths and like came back in. And I just wanted to bask in the celebration that was there. And then the joy was just so contagious and I was letting go that I just got excited. Like there are caps all over the place on my page. I had seen the Abraham Hicks scale before and I was so excited that I knew it. And then Zoom came on and there's a modern version of it because I definitely watched it as a kid and it was not.
Wow. You watched? No way. Awesome.
And like, I was dancing so hard. My hair was flipping back and forth. And like, my ponytail was going all the way around and I was just so joyful and so celebratory. And I look back at my page and I think of how those clouds could have blocked me from being open to receiving any of the joy or celebration or that fun Brady Bunch photo op. And I was fully in it and joyful and celebratory. And so just being able to do that so quickly, write down my clouds and leave my clouds there and be able to enjoy was just so amazing this morning.
Jasmine, so beautiful. And man, I got to say, you can't make this stuff up. The universe conspires to support us. Dottie, do you know how the gift that you've just given to Jasmine, as I see it, because as we're starting to talk about those dark clouds or the dark, you know, pieces, and then how do we actually reincorporate them? And your sharing, your opening to me gave a space for Jasmine to be able to speak those pieces, but actually land on the part of the story without happy face on empty gas gauge that empowers and supports her. If you could feel that happening, if that matches your experience of it, once I name it, raise your hand. Does it feel like that's what happened? Yes. Beautiful, right? And so that's almost all the hands in the room. So many people felt that. If you didn't feel that too, that's okay. Like different people feel different things, right? But many, many people could felt it in that way. And it's interesting because I don't know if this crossed Dottie's mind or not, because Dottie in an editor mode or in a, just even an inquisitive mode might have said, hey, you know, you just stopped me from telling that story. Now Jasmine's telling this story. Why did you do that, Michelle, right? So that might have crossed Dottie's mind. That might have crossed somebody else's mind. Crossed Jasmine's mind. I better not say that because, you know, Michelle just told Dottie not to say it. But I'm listening always to the construction of the story. I'm listening to the setup of the story. And is it going to serve and support you or not? And in Dottie's case, in that moment where she had been, I didn't think telling that story was going to serve and support her. And the story that she told then instead, or where she started in a different place, did it serve and support you, Dottie? Do you feel like it did? It was beautiful and it served and supported the room. And the way that the story was being told by Jasmine, and again, I'm not getting into, I'm so excited we're going to do, I'm pretty sure what used to be called Story Foundations, it's going to be this summer and we changed the name of it. I think we changed it. Anyway, don't worry about it. It's about story, okay? But it's actually the construction of story. And it's so important because it's like, how does Dottie do that? How does Jasmine do that? How do we actually construct that empowering story? So diving into the details of it, I'm super, super excited about that coming up this summer. So just a little bit of a preview of that that's going to link in and connect with what we're doing here too. But so without going into the details of that right now, I could feel that in Jasmine's story, there were many dark points that were being touched on. And could you hear, just like when you think back on it, the word but was coming. You could tell that there was going to be a turn in the story. If you could tell that now that I name it, that that makes sense and you could feel it, even if you don't know exactly why, raise your hand. Isn't that interesting, right? So we know more about story implicitly. And again, if you did or didn't raise your hand, don't worry about it. It's all perfect. It's your perfect journey, okay? But we know things about story implicitly. We learn about story from when we're kids. And we have much implicit knowledge about it, but we can't always tap into it or make use of it until we make that conscious. So again, that's just, we're gonna talk about that in the story series, but you know something about it because you could hear it in Jasmine. And so if it had been constructed, and she had Dottie behind her, because Dottie had shared in the way she did, and because of our conversation, then Jasmine could it allowed her the possibility of constructing a story that could really serve her. So Dottie, you know, you served and supported in such a huge way there to empower Jasmine and then the room, right? But if the story had been constructed otherwise, I would have done the very same thing that I had done with Dottie, but Jasmine had the benefit of Dottie going first, right? And that's why when you share here, it's so powerful. It serves and uplifts everybody. Thank you so much, Dottie, for your openness, for your vulnerability, for your sharing, for your willingness to start starting a different place. Thank you so much, Jasmine. How many of you can feel you intuitively learn something here about how, even if you don't know the technique of it, about something about how you tell your story, and even just that it matters, and that you don't have to leave stuff out, but there's different ways to tell it that allow for opening. If you get that stories can be told differently and some are better than others, raise your hand. I mean, you read that in anatomy, but a visceral understanding of it here. Beautiful. Thank you, Dottie. Thank you, Jasmine. Wendy, yes, I see you. Thank you for your patience. Wendy.
Wow, this really served me so well as well. So I'm jumping on the train of like this gift. And it sparked in me knowing that I tell a very disempowering story around my relationship with my mom. And knowing that I want to change that story, but not necessarily knowing how. And then I went, oh, wait, I have a call with Marie next week, like already on the calendar, already scheduled. And so I sent her a private message and I just want to share because hopefully this can serve someone else as well. So I just said, this is serving me like this, like what Michelle is saying is so for me as well. I said, I would like to work on changing my story with my mom to an empowering story. And I made that intention for our call next week. And she wrote back and said, we had talked about, I had talked about wanting to write my mom a letter. And so she suggested doing that and using that writing piece to move through the emotional guidance scale. So that also played in and became a beautiful piece of this story to help me shift my story. So I think I'm just going to set a timer and like allow myself to stay in each emotion for 2 or 3 minutes as I shift up that scale. And I'm interested to see where that goes. And then she even suggested writing a letter back from my mom to me and seeing what happens there.
Wendy, beautiful. And I just want to say, you know, in that particular story too, that you're working through, boy, are you in good hands. You know, Marie will have so much there to serve and support you and already has. So beautiful. I love the way you're building on all the pieces that we've done here this morning. And one piece of advice that I want to give you. I love what you said. And you can do it exactly as you said, and it will be perfect. And then in terms of the emotional guidance scale, one thing that you might want to consider, one thing you might want to play with, how is it feeling? If it's actually writing to move emotion, if it's a timer, you might end up, and that writing will be beautiful and articulate, and itself is a profound experience. So there's nothing, I don't hear that I'm saying there's anything wrong in what you've decided. The writing itself takes on a life of its own. Again, our you know, witness Steve is like, wow, that's meaningless. Oh man, you know, right? The writing itself will carries us, you know, to a new place. And then with the emotional guidance scale, one of the things you can do is sense into how you're feeling and not also be in a rush about it, not to be in a rush about it. Because if you're there for 2 minutes, and let's say it was, and again, if you choose to write that piece, it's beautiful, it's brilliant. And if I give myself 2 minutes and I'm actually thinking about how I'm feeling, I would try both ways. That's probably what I would do, because the piece itself will have its own energy. And then it might be that you spend the whole time, you could write a whole hatred piece if you want to, you know, for an hour. It would be highly productive if you're feeling, you know, the self-blame or fear or guilt or all those things that you're right. Or, I see you, one sec. So, and then we'll get to you. Thank you for your patience. So, so you can spend time in, and what we end up feeling when we can breathe better, when we feel a feeling of relief, we know a shift has been made. You know, I feel maybe hopeless is at the bottom too. And then I get so mad at that person that done me wrong 3 years ago or whatever it is. And maybe the thing I'm feeling hopeless about is something about COVID today or something that, you know, an injury for myself or something trivial even. But then this emotion comes up in me and I'm actually breathing better. And there's a feeling of relief. It means that, you know, there's something inside me actually has shifted. And then this is my teaching. This is something that I've learned in the Abraham Hicks materials. And so you can try just saying, well, what feels right? What feels right? And I would try writing it both ways and see it. Explore. Have fun with it. Wendy, this is brilliant and beautiful. Thank you. Steve, thank you for your patience. I wanted to complete that thought. And now we're here.
Yeah, no, that's great. I just had another thought around that, but I'll hold that. The reason I really raised my hand was because I sensed a little difference in the way Dottie was telling her disempowering story versus what Jasmine was sharing. I saw a bigger but coming in the Dottie version and more of an almost an and in the way Jasmine was approaching that. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, here's the thing, you know, in these two stories, I just want to stop you there for a second, because there's much that happens in our stories and much to observe and much that goes on. And one of the things that I want to really underline is Jasmine had the advantage of Dottie going first. Jasmine, I still want to underline that. And so in that, and how the nuance of that story actually works and what we can actually hear in that and how it turns, there's so much that goes into that. But yes, you could hear you could hear the difference in the story. I hear that. And that's great. That's also attuning our ears to how the stories go. And I love that.
Yeah. So the thing that happened for me yesterday was around, a little bit of I actually did journaling last night, actually, and the night before.
So awesome.
Tiny habits, my, you know, as Jasmine calls them, stupid habits, but I've been reading the book by BJ Fogg, The Tiny Habits, which I highly recommend. I finished it just a week or so ago. And my tiny habit around journaling is I put the journal by my bed so that I do it. I have a trigger. And then the simple thing that I'm doing that make it easy is I'm requiring myself to write the date, today's date, in the journal. That's all I require. That's worthy of celebration. If I do more than that, it's worthy of more celebration. But the point is, it's a tiny thing. I also did Shavasana this morning at the end of my meditation. That one's going to be, I think, pretty easy for me to put in because I already have that routine and it's, you know, so
Steve, I've got to stop you there. Yvonne, will you please help us out? Because that was like you had a question, you formed an intention, and you've done them both. Yvonne, help us out. And every time I get to watch Yvonne's face, this is so fun. 1, 2, 3.
Awesome. My daughter's going to kill me. She's in the next room and she said, your whistle's really annoying.
Oh, well.
She's I don't know if she's up yet. Anyway. So yeah, I feel really good about that. So.
Yes. And rightly so. And rightly so. So worthy of celebration. That's fantastic, Steve. Thank you so much for that. Yay. All right. Anything else wanting to bubbling up? Yes, Mary Kay.
I just wanted to say that in the small group, I got to practice talking and talking and realizing that people didn't really understand, but I didn't shut down.
Mm. Oh.
That was really, yes.
You know what? I just feel like bringing out the clappers again, but I don't also because it's a quiet moment, you know? So it's like, I want as loud, I'm feeling like as loud a celebration. Yeah, like Steve, you know? There's something in this that just feels like this because it's quiet and inward, but deep and profound. This is so beautiful and so important personally, particularly, you know, especially on your journey for you, Mary Kay, and for every single one of us. Because if we go off into our world going, okay, well, I will speak, and we don't mean to do this, but, you know, we've been hurt before with our words or whatever it is, you know, I will speak as long as they're understanding, but I need to make sure that somebody's understanding or like all the tightness around that can happen around that without us meaning to, kind of like this, right? When I can speak and let go even of whether or not that person in front of me understands or understands it all or understands perfectly or understands the way that I would want them to understand. It's paradoxical. Build the ideal reader, the one who understands perfectly and beautifully. I see Teresa in one sec. And then on the other hand, also completely letting that go. As you did in this beautiful way, Mary Kay, the power of that to speak your truth, the power of that to have your voice and get your message out there is profound.
I can feel it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's a huge point. And that's a kind of leg up yoga move. That's a, you know, 2.0 version. You all heard that, right? The subtlety of where we're going to with this work to, because of where you guys are taking it. Thank you, Mary Kay. This is so beautiful. Beyond the needing to have people to understand and beyond, okay, this, here's the one who understands fully. These are the ones that don't understand. There's such a nuance of that speaking and listening that you're addressing here and that I know you are being heard here. I know people have heard it and taking it in each in their own special way. And how perfect that is. And I want to add that that's a profound and important and absolutely necessary skill as a trainer, as a teacher, each one of you, your teacher to your core in modeling how you live and what you be and in what you do with your own clients, with your people. And when we teach in whatever capacity we do, it's profoundly important to do your duty and be unattached to the results. And that can be as hard as being unattached to the results with your kids sometimes. It's like, oh, you still want it for them, right? It's an important part of this week for me. Do my very best to share everything that I know can be shared in this week, to be open to the amazing and beautiful surprises of all that you bring to the table, and to let it go if a particular thing wasn't heard or a particular thing wasn't taken up, or if this person heard in this moment or this person didn't, or this person liked this word or this person didn't. All of that freedom is enabled as a trainer as well by what you just said. It's foundational, Mary Kay. Thank you for that. Beautiful. Yes. Michelle. Oh, hang on, Dottie, in one second, because I saw Teresa's hand quite a while ago. She's been very patient. Teresa. And was that a hand or were you waving at you? That was a hand, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a hand. I wanted to share the joy that I experienced from Mary Kay as she was doing that in our small group. She would come into the camera with her chair and she would say it over and over and then retreat. And she would come in and her face, the joy in her face as she was saying that, it was like, yes, we just, yeah, Steve, it was epic.
Now that one, I think, you know, it's for you, Teresa. It's for you, Mary Kay. It's for this that we're experiencing together. This feels like a louder moment, right? Yvonne, will you count us in? 1, 2, 3. Freaking awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you. How did that feel, Mary Kay? So Teresa, thank you. So how did that feel, Mary Kay, in being witnessed in that way?
Well, it was great because then, like, people can see something. But it didn't matter if they did or not, but they did, I guess. Yeah. I mean, obviously, she did. Yes.
I love this. So beautiful. You know, it's interesting because Steve was one of the first to arrive back in the room. And I had asked, you know, generally, how did it go? And Steve said some brilliant and profound things in our group. And so like, there's a window into some of the things that happened in that group. It's so beautiful. I love the work that you're doing in these breakout sessions. Magnificent. Thank you so much for that window into just a few of the things happening over there. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes. Dottie, thank you for your patience.
I'm in a spot that I'm in a lot, in that I don't know if I should take the group's time to ask you this question or not.
And sometimes I'll go, we're going to deal with that later or not right now. And, you know, so that's also a trust thing. Do you get it? That I will facilitate here. And sometimes, have you ever noticed me doing this? Marie's smiling like crazy. It's been quite a journey, right? You know, it's like, if I think that that's going to not serve the group. And even sometimes maybe you or another person, you might get upset with me. Well, I have to let it go. That's okay. Because I will serve the group in the best way that I know how. Always authentically from all of myself. So then that leaves you freer. Do you understand what I'm saying? You go ahead and ask. I'm not promising to answer. Right? But I also am saying this is a year long, this is a whole week and it's a year long journey. And maybe there's a reason that it's better answered, like with Wendy's. Tomorrow we're going to give a fuller answer to that. Or maybe it's a different piece of the journey even in the year. So Dottie, go ahead and then we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to answer or not. We'll see.
I was right. We're getting so many jewels here. I was writing Steve and Jasmine about the in the chat, and I missed the gold that you gave Mary Kay. And I wondered if you could just, I got a lot of it. If you could just say one sentence so I could catch the meat of it.
And you know, here's the thing that I'm going to say to this. I'm not going to answer that in the way that you might find satisfactory. I'm sorry. But, you know, also let it go in the best way that you can and just notice this experience. All right. And here's what I want to say. I don't want to address your explicit question. I want to address a different question that I think will serve you better. Because sometimes what happens as we're fully engaged over here, there's FOMO. What did I miss? Fear of missing out. When I'm fully engaged over here, I've missed this thing over here. And so that impulse itself will all, if I encourage that in myself, is going to have me playing at 99%. Like that alumni that I told you about is one of the things that'll have us play at 99% or sometimes 50% or whatever it is. Because some part of me, I train myself to go, yeah, but there was something else over there. And I've got to, you know, capture that. Here's another course that I have to take. Here's another training I need to do. Here's a different core program that I need to be having. So I'm going to say, everyone collectively take a breath. Inhale, and then exhale, let it go. Inhale again. Exhale, just let it go. Thank you. Trust that I've taken in exactly what I'm meant to take in. I was fully engaged over here where I was fully engaged, and that was perfect for me. And Jasmine and Carly, for instance, had that in different ways yesterday. And how can I be fully engaged with my life? And Natalie Goldberg has a training on that. So I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm not going to answer it directly. I'm going to answer it with the directest answer that I know how to give that will serve. Natalie Goldberg said that's the key as well to profound writing. Let's say you've got two twins and one goes this way and sees a skunk. You know, they're at a crossroads and one goes this way and sees a skunk and one goes this way and sees a taco stand. We can be the one who sees the taco stand and goes like, man, if only I'd gone that way, skunks are so pretty and they've got beautiful colors. And, you know, and one goes to the skunk goes like, man, if only I'd seen the taco stand, everything would have been fine. And I'm stuck with this skunk. Or I want to see the skunk and I want to see the taco stand too. This is for all of us. And it's also especially for you, Dottie. Right? And it's for all of us. Know that you were fully engaged where you were. And that's perfect. And there's nothing else that's needed. That moment is full and complete. And can you feel the difference in the room? How the energy shifted when I said that? Who feels like they really get what I just said and that it matters? Raise your hand. Yes. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. This feels like a really great place to consolidate this half of our morning together, whatever time it is for you, morning, late afternoon, and night. So we're going to draw, you know, put a little bow on this with those one or two or three words. And then we're going to come back to our why. What's our why? We have a why in big things that we do, like the aim for our company, like our life purpose, those big whys. We have little whys that happen all the time too. And they enter in all the time. For instance, I didn't really answer Dottie's direct question. I didn't answer her question. But I did answer it, but I didn't answer it. But one of the things I did was I dove into a why. I'm not going to answer your question, but this is why. This is why it matters. This is why it's so important. And then you saw all the hands go up, because when we understand why, we're engaged and we're present and we get it. And there's also even just a calm centeredness. Did you see that in the room? That was just a mini why compared to a life purpose why. But if you saw a focused attention coming into the room and a calmness and a centeredness, when now I'm explaining that in the sense that I gave a why. If in the presence of that strong why, even for that mini moment, that centeredness and focus came into the room, if you witnessed that, raise your hand. The why matters. And again, most of you raise your hand. Some of you didn't. Don't worry. That's okay. Same thing that I just taught a moment ago. You heard perfectly for you. And you can decide in another moment to lean in with somebody else and glean something of that moment, if that's how you choose to spend that moment, an hour and 3 minutes from now, or whatever time it is, 5 hours and 6 minutes from now. How am I going to spend that moment? I'm fully present with my moment here, and my why is a big part of what allows me to engage in that way. So we're going to, again, put a mini bow onto this. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back to that, our theme for the day, our last theme day, which completes that word allow that we dive into all year long, and then we dive into in real and deep and embodied ways and start to see the connections across them. Do we exhaust everything about loving kindness by talking about it for a few minutes here and having it as a theme for the day? No, Marie spent 3 weeks with me in intensive training, you know, about it. There's more and more layers and levels of how it interacts and how it applies in different pieces of our business and what the component parts are and so on, right? Just like we haven't exhausted how stories work here by just looking at what happens with Jasmine and Dottie. There's so much more to it and 25 years of work in it, right? But we can get something right away and implement it and learn how it works in our businesses right away as well. So let's wrap up this this block. And then I'll let you know when we're going to be coming back, all right? We're going to see how long this takes, and then I'll let you know how long a break I think we're going to need. I'm going to make that decision in a moment, all right? So, Teresa, you're up first. What's your one or two or three words, a sentence? What's your aha that you want to share?
Enjoyment.
Yeah. So much of that, I'm so glad you said that. So much of that evident in multiple different ways this morning. The power of that. Thank you. Yes. Single word. Powerful. Yvonne.
Dancing.
You guys had like 1/10 the fun that I had with that. You had a good time. Mary Kay.
I may be able to celebrate with people as well as animals.
Oh. Wow. Yes. Did you see Steve? Yes.
That was totally in the moment.
You didn't plan that. It just came right from the heart. It came from right inside you. Mary Kay, beautiful. Sherry.
Playful.
Yes. Barb.
Trust that I've taken in exactly what I need.
Thank you for underlining that. That is so huge for being on purpose in our businesses, for actually having the energy and enjoying each moment, living full with so many ripple effects from that. Thank you. Marla.
Trusting the universe.
Trust the universe. Yes, trusting the universe. And that, how perfect, because that was the theme for yesterday in that opening theme. Well, that's one way to put that. And that came up this morning in our consolidation of whatever was happening before. How beautiful is that? Thank you, Marla. And also in the expression on Marla's face, I'm like, that might not be at all how she was experiencing yesterday. So her trusting the universe also could be very different from my way of using those words. And it's perfect. It's aligned. It's beautiful. You get that? Lovely. Yes. Dottie. And you're muted.
Change.
Change. Yes. Love it. Wendy.
Best week ever.
Best week ever. Yes. Marie.
There's layers beneath the layers.
Yes, absolutely. Tracy.
Unexpected opportunities.
Ah, love that. Yes. Steve.
Be unattached to the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Unattached to the outcome. That one aspect of letting go, another of our themes for the week, right? Beautiful. Jasmine.
You called on me, right?
Now we can hear you, yes.
Okay, yeah. The joy of all the Zooms.
Ha ha! I couldn't help myself but play that this morning. This joy of Zoom. I felt you guys were already embodying it. That, therefore, we were ready. It was time to play that song. If we hadn't been doing it, I wouldn't have played it. And so thank you for underlining that. That goes right to my heart.
The joy of us being on Zoom and taking our Brady Bunch photos.
I can't wait to see them. I can't wait. Thank you, Jasmine. Carly.
Celebrate just because.
Celebrate just because. It's right in the Inspired Action Blueprint. It's what's missed so often. And it's not even just for the sake of Inspired Action. Celebrate just because. Exactly. Thank you, Carly. Lindsay.
Beautiful shift.
Love it. Thank you. All right. It's actually decided right in the moment here. I had a range of breaks that we could do, but I just am feeling like there's been just so much moving this morning. Let's take a break until like for 3/4 of an hour. Let's take a break until 11:30 Mountain Time and use this. You have so many resources to use this now. Those pictures that you showed of your walk. Brilliant. What you expressed about your dance, that was so beautiful. The journaling that you've done, Shavasan, the reading, Dottie's book yesterday, it could be something that you haven't even done, but something that sparks out of this, like Mary Kay could go and be not understood by somebody and enjoy that moment. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like a weird thing to say, but I know that you have ears to hear that. She goes like, they'll understand what they understand. And some of it, yes, and some of it, no. And I can have the joy of expressing fully and also not just to the animals, but sharing with the people. And, you know, so that just to give one example out of so, so many in the room, Carly can celebrate that one of her best eWomen days ever. She might want to return to that. Maybe Carly's all done with that, but Tracy's going to be contemplating Carly's eWomen and how that applies to, you know, and maybe she's not. She's just going to be meditating and emptying out her mind. And maybe she's just going to be enjoying the sun. I don't know. Maybe you're going to be playing with your whiteboard. So much to add. Man, that would actually be a good home play. I'm not going to insist, but if you choose to take even 5 minutes That'd be a great use of 5 minutes of this 3/4 of an hour. You could spend the whole 3/4 of an hour. It could be 3 whiteboards if you want. For, you know, I mean, I know that we've covered so much this week. We've done so much. There's been so much experience that you could do 10 whiteboards. I know you could, right? So that could be a fun project as well. So enjoy this time. Take good care of yourself. And whatever that means to you in the moment, what arises in the moment, trust that. Do that. And we'll come back here at 11:30 Mountain Time. Have a great break, everybody.